A five-star corner and a familiar name to Auburn locks in an official visit.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes. An Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
What's up? We're back. It's episode 45 of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Fine. And we're going to get after it daily, daily, baby, back to back. We're going to go 5 days a week. Today's Wednesday, and we're ready to get after it. We're going to talk a little bit about a five-star, a familiar name, Nyheim Offord, that's sort of put out there that he will visit. He will do an official visit to Auburn, even though he's committed to Ohio State. And let's talk about this Auburn men's golf team playing for a title today. Let's go. It was electric yesterday watching the coverage or watching the team. The coverage kind of sucked. We'll talk about that as well. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Dude's got TV shows. He's got websites. He's got all kinds of stuff that he can put together, that he's put together to help you get you where you need to be from a savings perspective, from a retirement perspective, 401k. Doesn't matter. Matter of fact, if you got a 401k and you're not sure if it's performing well, reach out to Ford. He'll take a look at it. Typically, you got to pay people big bucks to do that. He'll do it for free. He's an Auburn guy. Tell him I sent you and tell him War Eagle. You can check him out at retirementresults.com, where you can see all of his television shows that you, if you don't live in Huntsville or Columbus, you can check out all the episodes you missed, activewealth.com or at annuity360.net. Ford Stokes. All right. So going on this week is On3 does this really cool thing. It's called the Elite Series. And essentially what it is it's an invitation only. So it's the best of the best players in the country. And they all come to Nashville. And I think this is either the second or third time they've done this. And they really focus this around the transfer portal, and they really focus this around NIL. On3's really embraced NIL into their model, into their platform, into their coverage, more so than any other site. And this is where they get these guys in and basically have speakers and things like that. It's not a camp series. It's not where they're competing. It's really more of an informational thing. And then on top of that, they get content, they get the interviews and different things like that. So, our guys from Auburn, Cole Pinkston is there. He's getting interviews. There's a lot of folks, a lot of Auburn targets there. You got Julian Lewis. You got obviously Nyheim Offord. You got several guys that Auburn's targeting there. So there's a lot of cool content that should be coming out from these interviews and things like that. But the most interesting news, I think, that's come out so far is Nyheim Offord has said that he will do an official visit to Auburn. So this is a five-star quarterback from Birmingham, Parker High School. You already got Jordan Crawford committed. You're really looking at Timothy Merritt, another corner from Parker High School. So it's a school you've got some, you've got a little bit of in there. And at times I feel like we kind of felt like we led for Offord. And the commitment to Ohio State kind of came as a little bit of surprise. I don't want to say a huge surprise because I believe he was visiting at the time, and it was either on the visit or shortly after visit when he committed. But he committed to Ohio State. Ohio State is big time in NIL. They're big time recruiting. They don't care where you're from. They're going to come get you if they want you. So it's not a shock to see a five-star corner commit to Ohio State. But a lot of people thought he kind of shut it down after that. But he's done anything but that. He's taken visits to Oregon. He's taken visits to Florida. He's taken visits all over the place. And one of the places he hasn't visited was Auburn. So to hear that he's still in contact with Auburn, he's still in contact with the coaching staff, and he wants to take a visit, I think speaks volumes. I think speaks volumes. And I think he wants to do it a little bit later in the process in the season. So that means – I'm going to official visit in the season. I've been committed for almost a year. Clearly, that commitment is not quite as strong as he wants to lead you on to believe. Now, again, kids take visits all the time, but a lot of times it's in it's an on the flip that they take visits before they commit. This kid committed, and then he's starting to take a lot of different visits. He would be a monster addition to this class, and I don't think there's any chance that Hugh Freeze and company are giving up on this kid, period, because you had a big defensive back class last year, and you had some guys hit that are going to be players. You had Jay Crawford, that guys that's going to play for multiple years here at corner. You brought in, this was not a commit, but you brought in Antonio Kite, who looks like he's going to be in the starting lineup as a sophomore. So he's got multiple years. So you don't necessarily have to have another big defensive back class. You've already got two committed, Devin Williams, that you really like, Dante Corr, who's sort of like one of those diamond in the rough evals that you really loved him when you first saw him, and you go ahead and get him in early. And then if you could be done at corner, and as far as done with who all we want other than Naheem Offord. So you really could go all out here and sell him that, hey, you'll be the jewel of this defensive back class. And he's a freak. I mean, he is that long corner that you dream of. He is that guy. And if you are looking at Timothy Merritt, his teammate, could you take that? I think we like Timothy Merritt anyway. I think he may end up being in the class regardless, but does that help? You know, the Jordan Crawford, can you put some pressure on him there? I just love the fact that he's going to take a visit. This coaching staff doesn't give up when you commit elsewhere, and commitments to nowadays really are not nearly as solid as they used to be. It seems like everybody's going to flip at least once, for the most part. It's so Naheem Offord, I think that's one to really watch. It could be a fun recruitment. We're going to talk about recruitments, throughout the summer, but, I love recruiting stories, and I think this one could be, you know, this one's got potential to be one of those good stories that you remember, that story, recruiting stories that you sort of log in the back of your mind. Is everything that surrounded it made it really interesting. And we're going to talk about a lot of those throughout the summer, as you know, the shows go. I threw out some posts yesterday to some friends and on the boards. Hey, what's your favorite recruiting story? And some of them I remembered, some of them I didn't. But recruiting is just fun in general. And when Auburn's recruiting well, it's even more fun. A lot of the stories, unfortunately, are when Auburn kind of gets the shaft, but we'll talk about those. And there's some good ones as well. So Naheem Offord, I think that's one to really, really pay attention to. Let's see what happens over the rest of the summer. See if Auburn can get him in for Big Cat Weekend, which that list is continuing to grow. And we're going to talk about that as well. And then obviously big official visits this weekend. Naheem Offord's not going to visit this weekend. He's going to visit later, but just a lot of recruiting stuff going on. But Naheem Offord, let's pay attention to him. Let's watch him. Let's see what happens the rest of this summer, because I just got a feeling this commitment to Ohio State is not quite as strong as we think it is. Before we move on to golf, let's give a quick shout out, very quick, plainscoffee.com. Use coupon code button for 10% off. Take 10% off every single order for the rest of time. They got a roast for everything. They got dark, light, medium, whatever. And then if you don't like coffee, they have tea too. Freshly ground just days before it ships. Have it shipped straight to your door. Stop going to the big box stores, buying the big cans of coffee. Check them out, plainscoffee.com, and save 10% off your next order. All right, I talk a lot of football, obviously. When we talk football, we talk basketball, and we talk about them essentially every single day. And we don't give a lot of love to Auburn golf. And yesterday was pure electricity from Auburn golf. I even got my Auburn golf team. It's not a team issue. They got way cooler stuff. But this is my show and support for the Auburn golf team today as they play for the national championship. It's not very often that you get to say, I feel like, you know, it's been a while since you can say Auburn played for the national championship in anything. And they have the number one team in the country going up to play against Florida State in California. It could not be sweeter. it couldn't be sweeter. But they played two matches yesterday. The last match was super down to the wire. I had to go into extra holes, but we're going to break it down a little bit. But first off, I got to gripe for a second. If you follow me on Twitter, you saw a little bit of it yesterday. But Auburn is the number one team in the country. Okay. This isn't like some Cinderella story, some 16 seed that upset number one, or some 11 seed who's making a run in the NCAA tournament. This is the number one freaking team in the country. Okay. And yesterday the coverage started at, I think, around 12 o'clock Central, and for 1 hour and 25 minutes, you did not see one single shot from Auburn. Not one shot, not a putt, not a chip, not even, we didn't even know they were there. Like, you didn't even get an update, scoring updates. Now, granted, same thing for Virginia, the team you're playing, they weren't getting any action either, but not a single shot, not a single highlight, not anything for 1 hour and 25 minutes. And I tell you what, I'm not one of those, but for a lot of people that have the conspiracy theory that everybody's against Auburn, that didn't help. that didn't help. I think it's more bad management from the Golf Channel because Auburn actually started on the back nine. So to get all the matches going at the same time, they had split tee. So you had two matches going on the front nine, and you had two matches going on the back nine. And once they got, you know, past the front nine, they just crossed over and went to the other side. So it seems like, now I'm just, this is a theory. I'm trying to be anti conspiracy theory here. It seems like they just don't have the camera coverage on the front nine, which I guess I understand a little bit, because the matches tend to get more, more tight, more, interesting on the back nine. Okay, so once you've played your first nine holes, matches can, you know, get closer or getting close to being ended the further you go in the course. So naturally, you want to have more, TV coverage, TV analysts that are following groups. You have them kind of situated more on the back nine. So Auburn played the back nine first, and then went to the front nine. So the whole, when everything was getting really interesting with Auburn, you didn't see anything. So, and then it kind of did it again when you go to the final match, which was Auburn versus Ohio State. Some cool storylines in there I'm going to go through really quick, but you go to play Ohio State, and you didn't see a lot of coverage until the very end when Auburn's finally getting to the back nine and you're trying to finish out matches. And then there was an electric three-hole, essentially sudden-death playoff where star freshman Jackson Koivin, the Haskins Award winner, won essentially every award you could possibly win this year, the best player in college golf. I don't care what anybody says. This season was the best player in college golf, goes to a three-hole playoff and finally punches in a birdie to clinch the semifinal match against Ohio State and go to the national championship against Florida State. So cool, another cool storyline. Ohio State has a guy, I think his last name Shipley. I can't remember. I think Craig Shipley possibly, but he played, he won the U.S. amateur tournament last summer, got to play in the Masters, and he defeated our own J.M. Butler in the finals. So it was Shipley versus J.M. Butler in the finals of the U.S. Amateur. Winner gets to play in the Masters. Winner gets to play, I believe, in the Open this year. So Shipley will get to play in the Open as well. They just so happen to get rematched, to go up against each other as a rematch as it's Auburn versus Ohio State, because Shipley goes to Ohio State. So they had a great match. J.M. gets to avenge. He avenged his defeat in the U.S. Amateur and takes down Shipley in, I believe, 17 holes, 16 and a half holes, basically. So that was sweet. That was a cool storyline. It was good to see him be able to go out sort of on top and sort of get him back for losing. It was late. Both matches are very similar. They both went deep. In the match, deep in the course before one of them actually pulled it out and won. But JM wins. And then the craziest match was the last one that basically decided it. And it was the next to last match, but it went longer. So it was the last finishing match. Our boy Jackson Koivin had a two-shot lead with two holes to play. Lost both holes. So there's no ties in this. They play sudden death until there's a winner. So because there's five matches, so you got to win three. So you play sudden death, which is essentially you start playing holes, and the first one to win wins. So the first hole they go to play, they play a little par three, and they both par. They go play a longer par four. Both of them make really good pars, like scrambling type pars. And then they go to 18, and Jackson makes birdie. On the hole, the previous 18, I told you he lost the last two holes. He actually lost that hole by making a bogey. He comes back in sudden death, makes a birdie, gets fired up, and punches Auburn's ticket to playing the championship. They play tonight. It's in Carlsbad, California, so they're about 2 hours behind us. So the coverage should start, I believe, later this evening. But that's something that we need to support. Again, Auburn in the national championship, it's on TV. I feel like our fans typically, if you get there, we're going to turn out for you. We're going to pay attention. We're going to give you a lot of love. So really pulling for those guys. Dudes are young. Okay. Essentially everybody can come back. Even if, the big one is, can you keep Jackson here another year? Because he's going to have a lot of opportunities to go play in some professional tournaments. But if you can keep him here another year, you bring in the number one prospect in the country from California, I believe, next year. So you could have another. And again, they're all young. Your team's very young. So essentially all of them could kind of come back. So it's you could have a whole nother run next year, maybe even be even better next year. So got to show those guys some love. We got a chance for a title. So everybody tune in tonight and support those guys, because they work really hard and they deserve, they deserve the attention. They deserve the love too. And it's another thing, man, you just worry, Auburn's building this, I feel like, this monster golf team that's going to compete for titles year in, year out. Like, what happens if once this NIL thing shakes out and you move NIL in-house? Golf is not a revenue generating sport. Is this one that we can hang on to? Because again, you're building kind of a monster here. And I would love to see that continue. So that obviously is an ancillary storyline to watch. But anyway, I think that's going to be it for today. Naheem Alford visiting. What's your favorite recruiting stories? Hit me in the comments. What's your favorite recruiting stories? What's your favorite, it could be recruiting nightmare stories. It could be great recruiting stories. What's your favorite story? What's the best recruit that you remember? A cool thing happening around? Maybe it happened with you. It could be a meetup. Could be a conversation. Whatever. Let me know what those are. I love to talk about that. I think we're going to talk a lot about those throughout the summer, because those are obviously always fun to talk about. And then AU golf, show them some love. Those guys are going to get it done tonight. So really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Typically I would be back on a Thursday, but we're here Wednesday. We're going to be back Thursday. We're going to be back Friday. We're going to keep it rolling. So again, follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, like, and subscribe, like this video, subscribe to this channel, tell a friend about it, send it to a friend, just text a random person in your phone, send them this show, tell them War Eagle, and hopefully we'll all get after it and have some fun. So again, we'll catch you tomorrow. This is the Top Button Podcast, episode 45. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.